It's the Morning Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Newsman Steve Alexander will come along with the report right after this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. Tractor Boy is attending the annual gathering of the International Harvester Collectors Club, the event they call the Red Power Roundup. It's being held in Montgomery, Alabama. Oh, if you follow Max on Twitter, he retweeted something very cool. From the Illinois FFA, history has been made. The 2018-2019 Illinois FFA Major State Officers is the first all-female state officer team in history. The Farm Credit Administration Board yesterday received a quarterly report on economic issues affecting agriculture. The report noted that for both corn and soybean producers, prices are projected to strengthen, boosting profit margins. But for livestock producers, profit margins are expected to decline as rising grain prices drive up feed costs and southwest pasture conditions deteriorate because of the ongoing severe drought. How about this for a wild ride? A northern Iowa man was driving through a storm near Rockford, Iowa, when his truck was lifted into the air and carried into a farm field. 22-year-old Parker Brom says he knew the weather was getting bad, but before he could turn around, his pickup was airborne. A couple of volunteer firefighters were nearby, and they saw this flying pickup. When it landed about 50 feet from where it took off, they helped the driver to a nearby home where he got medical attention. He'll be okay. His truck, though, is in pretty sad shape. Gary, Indiana, no longer has a school board. The district got so far in the hole financially, about $100 million, that the state stepped in and took over operation of the schools. School is out at Congdon Elementary School in Duluth, Minnesota. The kids are gone, the teachers are gone, but there are still an estimated 200 rats in the school. A local pest control firm is working on it and has been trapping about 5 rats a day. Here's a travel tip this summer. If you're headed to Springfield, Illinois, the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum is offering walking tours to spots in downtown Springfield where Honest Abe and Mary Todd Lincoln met, broke up, reunited, married, and lived before they moved to the White House. The tours are free, but are pretty popular, so you might want to get reservations at presidentlincoln.illinois.gov. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.